Welcome to TechSpace Africa, the podcast. I'm your host, Nigel, and today we have a lot to cover. In the last 2 months, we've seen very exciting devices launch from major players in the tech industry. And so let's dive right in. First up, we have the latest and greatest from Alphabet. Google's latest offering, the Pixel 8 and 8 Pro, were actually just released the other day. That is October 4th, I think. And everyone is talking about them, so why not start with them? These devices are packed with a lot of AI features, powered by Google's own chipset, the Tensor G3. The Tensor chips have been a tad bit behind competition previously, but Google says the G3 is more than powerful enough, saying it's running more than twice as many machine learning models compared to the first ever Pixel. Google also says that with the growth of generative AI and the infusion with Google DeepMind, the on-device generative AI on the new Pixels is not just complex, actually 150 times more complex than the most complex model on last year's Pixel. In terms of design, they are designed with softer silhouettes, beautiful metal finishes, and recycled materials all through to save the earth, you know. The Pixel 8 has a 6.2-inch display, which they call the actual display, which gives you real-world clarity and is about 42% brighter than the Pixel 7's display. It features satin metal finishes, a polished, comes in rose, hazel, and obsidian, and I believe it gets up to 2000 nits of peak brightness. The Pixel 8 Pro, on the other hand, has a larger 6.7-inch. This one is called the Super Actua Display, and it features the brightest display yet on a smartphone with about 2400 peak brightness. It also has a matte glass back with a polished aluminium frame and comes in three colors, porcelain, bay, and obsidian, which is just black. On the back of Pixel 8 Pro, a new temperature sensor lets you quickly scan an object to get its temperature. I don't know who needs it, but it's a pretty neat feature. Both phones feature powerful upgraded camera systems for stunning photo and video quality, plus game-changing AI-powered editing tools like Magic Editor. This one helps you make edits to specific parts of an image, like the subject, sky, or background. So you have even more power over the final look and the feel of your photo. We also have night sight on video, which is pretty cool. And we have gone through all of these new AI features on TechSpace Africa, so check that out. Every camera on the Pixel 8 Pro has been upgraded. The main camera captures better photos and videos in low light settings, according to Google. The bigger ultra-wide lens delivers even better macro focus. The telephoto lens captures 56% more light and takes 10x photos optical quality. And the front-facing camera is just as good. It now has autofocus for the best selfies on a Pixel phone. On the other hand, the Pixel 8 has the same updated main camera plus a new ultra-wide lens that enables macro focus. The camera app has an intuitive redesigned interface, letting you quickly find and capture content on your favorite photo and video modes. We'll have to wait for reviews to see if the Pixels are as good in real life as they are on paper. Up next, we have Xiaomi's new releases. The Xiaomi 13T Pro was launched on September 26th, and it features a 6.67-inch 120Hz OLED screen and an improved dual camera system. On the same day, Xiaomi also released the Xiaomi 13T and the Redmi Note 13 series. The Xiaomi 13T Pro is a high-performance smartphone that was launched with a 6.67-inch AMOLED display with a resolution of 1220x2712 pixels. The display supports a dynamic 144Hz refresh rate, 12-bit color, depth, and Dolby Vision. The phone is powered by the MediaTek Dimensity 9200 Plus chipset, ensuring fast and efficient performance. It also comes with 12GB or 16GB of LPDDR5X RAM and UFS 4.0 storage, which is actually the fastest available on the market right now. The Xiaomi 13T Pro boasts a triple camera system. There's a large 50-megapixel primary camera with the OIS, another smaller 50-megapixel camera with 2x zoom lens, and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera with a fixed focus. The main camera on the 13 Pro supports up to 8K 24 frames per second while shooting video. The phone comes with Dolby Atmos stereo speakers, complementing the Dolby Vision screen. It also has a large 5,000 mAh battery that supports 120 watts fast charging, and according to Xiaomi, a full charge should only take 19 minutes. In terms of design, the 13T Pro has a sleek and modern look. You can have it with either glass or you can have it with eco leather back. It's IP68 rated for dust and water resistance. That is up to 1.5 meters for 30 minutes. The phone is available in alpine blue, middle green, and black. In terms of the Xiaomi 13T, this is a 6.67 AMOLED display with a resolution of 1220 by 2712 pixels, and this one is powered by a MediaTek Dimensity 8200 Ultra chipset. The phone features a triple camera setup with a 50 megapixel main camera, a 50 megapixel telephoto camera, and a 12 megapixel ultra wide camera. It also has a 20 megapixel front camera. The 13T is equipped with a 5000 mAh battery as well, but this one supports 67 watts. And the device runs on Android 13 on top of with MIUI 14 on top. The Redmi Note 13 series, on the other hand, include three models: the Vanilla Note 13, the Pro, and the Pro Plus. I was a massive fan of the Redmi Note 10 series when those launched, but my Xiaomi hype died down after Oppo won my heart. Anyways, maybe it's time I came back home. The Redmi Note 13 features a 6.67 inch Full HD AMOLED display with a refresh rate of 120Hz, and it's powered by MediaTek Dimensity 6080. The phone has dual camera setup with a primary camera of 108 megapixels and a depth sensor of 2 megapixels. I really hate these 2 megapixel and 5 megapixel sensors. But okay, it also has a front camera of 16 megapixels with a battery capacity of 5000 milliamperes with 33-watt fast charging. Last but not least, we have the Samsung Galaxy S23 FE. Now, this is a feature-packed smartphone that was launched in September as well. It features a 6.4 Full HD dynamic AMOLED display with a resolution of 1080 by 2340 pixels. The display supports a refresh rate of 120Hz. The phone is powered by the Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Or you can choose the Exynos 2200. This, of course, depends on the region you buy it from. You're buying it from. It comes with either 6GB or 8GB of RAM. You can also get 128GB or 256GB of internal storage. The Galaxy S23 FE boasts a triple camera setup. There is a large 50MP primary camera with image optical stabilization, an 8MP camera, and a 12 megapixel telephoto camera. The phone also has a 10 megapixel front camera, which is actually a downgrade from the 32 megapixel on the S21 FE, but some reviews are saying it's actually better. So, you know, megapixels don't really say that much. So the phone comes with Android 13 and One UI 5. It has a large 4500 milliampere battery that supports 25 watts fast charging. The phone also supports wireless charging and has an IP68 rating for dust and water resistance. In terms of design, the S23 FE looks like the A series, looks like the flagships, just with very, very large bezels that I absolutely hate. It has Gorilla Glass Victus, etc. All these devices range at about 600 to 1000 USD. So I would argue if you're looking for a device that is not over $1,000, you are pretty spoiled for choice right now. So which of these devices would you choose? Let me know down in the comment section. Share and subscribe. Cheers.